It's Superhero, and you're listening to Inspirato Projecto.
But hers, the one that she likes, was... But there are a lot of other places for it to do. You don't have to get the crepes.
Yeah, no, those are good. I like them. We're at the farmer's market here. Some call it the Grove Farmer's Market. Others just call it the farmer's market. We're here with Mom and Jenny. She likes to come out here every time she visits. She's looking for the crepes. Interesting. You can get all kinds of crazy stuff in these crepes. Seafood, beef stroganoff, free-range chicken, spinach quiche. So scrapes. Crepes are not necessarily just syrup. Huh. It's incredible. What kind of crepes do you like?
I like the strawberry.
What kind of crepes do you like, Jenny? Jenny, what kind do you like?
I can't really eat them, so I don't...
She goes to Mediterranean.
They don't make a vegan crepe these days, in this day and age?
I'm sure somewhere. I haven't found it, though.
Somewhere, somehow, we'll find a crepe that is vegan.
She goes to the better...
Something my sister will be eaten somehow. There's a crepe for Jen, a vegan crepe for Jen.
What are you going to do, wait till a table opens and then order?
One thing can definitely be said is that there's no shortage of people here. From all over the world. All over the world. Are we standing in front of you trying to get through here?
No, I'm just waiting for my food.
Oh, gotcha. Yikes. Oh, orders down there?
Okay.
Oh, gotcha. We're standing in the waiting area, in the waiting room, if you will. Rocky Raccoon. Oh, yep, there it is. I think, let's see, if we go a little further down, that might be the end of the line.
That's a really?
Yeah, behind these people, I'm pretty sure. That's my theory. It's pretty, it's a long line. Oh, there we go. The sounds you hear are real. This is a live studio audience. All kinds of conversations to be found here. It's like listening to all radio stations all at once. All kinds of stuff. All kinds of stuff. Tropical, which has papaya, kiwi, mango, grapes, bananas, strawberries, topped with chocolate syrup.
No, I don't. Yeah.
Only $10.25. Small price to pay for gourmet. Frange. There's a crepe for us. A kind of crepe for us. I'm going to look online, see if there are special vegan places for you, Jen.
No, there's a Mediterranean place.
Mediterranean? Falafel? You can make falafel crepes.
You guys want to steal that table?
Oh, yeah. Here, why don't you stand in line? I'll stand here.
What kind do you want?
I'll just watch you eat one. I'm here more to people watch than to eat anything.
You don't want to eat? You don't want to eat?
I don't really want to eat anything right now.
He doesn't want anything.
But thank you, though. Thank you. Let's see. I'm going to read to you these the menu. I'm going to read your mind right now. Pick a number between 1. Pick a number between 1 and 55. Now, that does not include beverages. I'm sorry, that just does not include the beverages. French beverage. Ooh. Beverage does sound like a French term, doesn't it? Beverage, monsieur. Le beverage. A time and place for us. So pick what between 1 and 55, which is interesting because 5 is the number of synchronicity. So we got 2 synchronicities on there. So somewhere in between there. What'd you say, 23? That's a good choice. That's a waffle. That's in the waffle section. Now, just before I even read this to you, our secret batter recipe cooked in a waffle iron to golden brown perfection, served with butter. Additions, maple syrup, only 75 cents extra. Sour cream, only 50 cents extra. Bacon, $3.50 extra. Fresh fruit salad product, $3.85. That's just in case you want to add a salad on your crepe, on your waffle. Here we go, number 23. Waffle Versailles. Waffle Versailles, $9.25. Topped with the finest fresh strawberries. Yes, fine strawberries. Strawberries. Pick another number. Oh, what's that you said? 8? All right, well, let's go look at it. That's under savory crepes. Looks like you picked a winner. This is served with mixed salad. With our Dijon mustard salad dressing. Extra cheese ingredients at $1. Okay. Add ham or turkey, $3. Add some chicken, $3. Add bacon at $3.50. So number 8, here we go. La Marie Antoinette. I think... Oh my God. You know what? I remember taking a photo of that a long time ago. I have another Instagram account that I haven't utilized in a while. Oh my God, we got some Christmas carolers over there. Hold on, let's see if you can hear him. That sounds good, doesn't it? So the number 8, La Marie Antoinette. I think we came to the same spot before. Something tells me we sat at the bar. Oh, no. I think we sat at the bar last time. We could easily sit at that bar now that I think about it. Huh. Interesting. Yeah, we could sit at that bar. I found a table over here, so I didn't want to get up to get the Christmas carolers. So the La Marie Antoinette. Now, before I even talk about that, I first want to say that Jenny, there were just Christmas carolers over there. I got another Instagram account, which I haven't used in a while, called Identities. This is something I've had a t-shirt idea for a very long time. Identities. Between then and now, there's a company that has come out called Identities. So, there you have it. Oh, yeah, please, go ahead. Yes, thank you. So, Identities, it's spelled E-Y-E. Should you ever decide to check out this Instagram account, it's all 8s. It's all 8s. All 8s, all infinity symbols, everywhere I look. Oh, here we go. Take a photo of these guys. Excellent. Oh, Drummer Boy. Extraordinary. Thank you so much for taking that request. That sounds so great. You guys are just great. It's like you stepped out of a time machine. It's so kick-ass, you guys. It is so cool. Little Drummer Boy, there you heard it. It's my favorite Christmas song of all time. Thanks, you too. That's so good. Thank you for doing what you're doing.
Thank you. Good holiday.
Thanks, you too. That is so kick-ass. That is so kick-ass. Isn't that interesting? Because I'm talking about Infinity. I'm talking about Infinity. And I think you might have heard Jenny on here go, "Here they come, Kurt." And I didn't realize that she was talking about that. I thought she was talking about Mom with the food or something. Oh, my God. That is astounding. That is astounding. Look what we did. We were able to capture that on there. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I want to interview him. As soon as Mom gets here, I'm going to go interview him. Me and my drum, bum, bum. I pray for him, pum, 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 pum. Me and my drum, bum, bum. Come ye faithful, pum, pum, pum. Me and my drum, bum, rum, bum, 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 rum, bum. Jeez, that's so good. So if you get a chance, check out Identities. That's on Instagram. Anywhere I saw infinity symbols, anywhere I saw the number 8, anytime I saw something. Mom, those folks, did you hear them singing Little Drummer Boy? I requested that song. They sang it. They said, "Do you have any requests?" And I was just like, "Drummer Boy." And right away, they opened up their magical book and they started singing it. Oh my gosh. They were so good. Oh my gosh, that's so interesting. That looks so good, Mom. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh. Wow. Yeah, before Jenny left, she set the purse down. She goes, "Here they come, Kurt." And I thought she meant you with your crepes. And so I look over, I didn't see you. And then I glanced to my left, and then there they were.
I saw them coming. It was
close. My gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. That was so good. What happened? Was that your napkin flying off the table?
Yeah, it's okay. Okay, come on, honey. Put your thing down.
You're still carving that thing.
Well, I'm just trying to get the whipped cream from sliding off.
Okay, so here we are. Got a little lost, got a little detached from Mom and Jenny. So now, just finding my way back. Finding my way back to you, babe. Oh, French crepe. All right. That looks promising. The Roswell sisters are going to be here. I just noticed something that says the Roswell sisters. Now, the first thing that pops in my brain is Roswell, New Mexico, sisters. Wouldn't that be crazy? Sisters from Roswell, New Mexico. They're dressed, and they either dress like extraterrestrials, or they're just actually extraterrestrials. So, I had to share that with you. For the camera, so you could put the camera in there, so like when you're recording with your camera, it holds it still.
Okay. Oh, yeah, okay.
This is actually a DJI Osmo microphone, so you can capture good stuff. And it's only like $6. Some sites sell for like $8, but oh my God, it's the best microphone ever, because I got my podcast. I'm going to interview this guy about his goat. What's so crazy is, man, oh, it's beautiful. Like, I could be at a restaurant, I could be on a subway, and it, like, even if I stand here, I can catch the sounds really good. Yeah, it'll catch it. There were Christmas carolers in there earlier, just standing across the way, and I was recording it. And normally it has like a fuzzy thing on it, and but it fell off. But it's like a Nerf kind of tip, you know, like for the wind. And so I just buy like a few of these at a time, and anytime I come across someone who wants to, you know, like my friends, if I find out they want a podcast, I'm like, oh, here you go, here's a microphone for you.
I'm gonna buy it.
Yeah, look up DJI Osmo microphone. Okay. I know it's kind of a long title.
But I'll see the picture.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Look up, yeah, and you'll see it, and it'll look like, you know, it'll have like a little fuzzy thing on the end, yeah. But man, this thing, I it's invaluable. I just carry it in my pocket every time I want to use it. Oh, it's cool. It's great. It's great. Are you into podcasting?
No, but sometimes this one, simple things like stuff singing.
Oh, dude, absolutely. You know what? That's the thing. That's the whole reason why I started doing a podcast or even recording my ideas, is because for my future self, so he has stuff to remember what he did back to his younger self. And if I ever have kids, that they might be able to hear what the heck I went through during those days. And how cool would that be? Record her singing and everything, and she gets to listen back on that someday. But it captures it really crisp and clear. It is so good.
Nice, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So what's your goat's name?
Oh, no, actually, interview him if you want to interview anybody. The guy in the back, because they're the farmers.
Oh, the guy with the dog?
Yeah.
Hey, can I interview you a little bit about my podcast about your goat and everything you do here? That's great. What's your name?
Julian.
And so are you part of the animal sanctuary?
I am the animal sanctuary with my wife, yeah.
That is fantastic. Yep. Where is it located?
It's located about 28 miles north of Lancaster on Highway 14, and we're right nestled underneath the Tatchby Mountains.
Oh, that's great.
And we're on Bacchus Road.
What's the name? Does it have a name?
It's the Sanctuary at Soledad, and we're on Bacchus Road, Mojave, and we're just about 6 miles west of Highway 14. From here, it's about an hour and 20 minutes.
And how long have you guys had this sanctuary?
Well, we started rescuing. We came back over here in 2006, and we'd been here 5 weeks, and somebody asked us to rescue their goats. So we've been rescuing since then.
Wow.
But it's been a sanctuary now, a 501 for 5 years.
That is fantastic.
But we've actually been actively rescuing for about 7 years.
How many different animals do you got there?
We have horses, cows, pigs, sheep, goats, ducks, turkeys, geese, rabbits, guinea pigs, dogs, quail, geese, just about everything that's farm-wise.
Wow.
We actually, at the moment, we have a llama there as well.
That's great. I was going to ask you if you have a llama, just for kicks.
Yeah.
He was saying, because someone asked him, they're like, oh, he said, oh, it's a rescue, you know, we rescued the goat. He's like, but the goat rescued me. And I noticed that a lot of times, there's some of these animal sanctuaries, there's one that is for veterans with wolves, and it helps out. There's this camaraderie between them, and they're just...
Animals... Especially in rescue animals, they are the most tremendous therapy. We've had veterans, we've had autistic children, we've had all manner of people that come up, and you see, especially autistic children come in, and they change. They walk through the gate, and they see the animals, and the parents stand there, absolutely in awe, because the children change. They become these. They're no longer introvert. They're going and running and playing, and all our animals are friendly. All our goats are friendly. He belongs to about a gang of 10, And they're hooligans. They're we call them the hooligans.
That's great.
And but they're all quiet like this. They're all friendly. You know, we want them to be there, but we also want them to want to be there.
Right, right.
And you do that in several ways. And one is that you treat them with the utmost respect.
Yeah.
And they have no fear. We have guardian dogs that I'll tell you how much fear they have. We have two big guardian dogs. Now, the dogs are always with the animals. They'll break fights up, they'll do everything.
Wow.
A few nights ago, my dogs got into the dog room and they locked themselves in. We had a big coyote in the goat yard when my worker came to work.
Whoa.
But because all of the goats knew dogs, they didn't panic. So there was no problem.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. You know, my mom came out here from Chicago. My sister, I live with my sister now. All the animals, I would say every animal we've ever had has always either been, like we have a cat right now that was like almost frozen to death and was left at my sister's veterinarian clinic. We nursed him back to, you know, got him back ready and rocking. And these animals, every animal we've always rescued, and you know, they just really appreciate it. And
they do appreciate it. They know, you know. I've done this all my life. I'm an animal physiologist, and I've lectured on animals all over the world. But you get these rescue animals, and once they settle in, once they get to trust you. Because we've had animals, I've had horses that were shot, I've had horses that were attacked, sheep that were starved.
Mm.
Once they get to know you, and we just say, okay, you know, we're not going to put ourselves on you. When you're ready, you come and see us.
Yeah.
And they get fed, they get watered, they get looked after, they get care, whatever they need. But they are so grateful. It's amazing how, especially horses. You know, eventually they come round and you'll just see them stood behind you.
Oh, that's great.
And they're looking at you. Can I trust you? Can I trust you?
Oh, wow. That is cool.
Amazing.
Now, do you have a website or some way that people can check out your stuff?
Oh,
this is great. This is great.
Yeah.
Let's see. The Sanctuary at Soledad.org.
Yes.
This is great. I'll make sure to credit you guys on the podcast so people can find this and everything. And this will go out on iTunes and Spotify. It'll be out there. And I'll email you when I get this up, because this is going to be a little segment on the whole podcast.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much for talking with me. This is really cool. Oh, I'm Kurt.
Kurt. Julian.
Nice to meet you, Julian. This is so great. Thanks for talking with me. This is cool.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Tin soldiers.
Yeah. You just want to give the money away now.
Oh. All right.
Oh, okay, well.
Moving locations.
This will go then.
Locations.
All right.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
Oh. So beautiful.
Oh, my God. Oh, I thought the dog had shoes on.
Oh.
I saw that woman's feet,
today,
and then
I'm
like, that dog has two larger front legs
this
and
morning,
white shoes.
This morning, lady was walking three little dogs, and they all had little shoes on.
Oh, my gosh.
Little red shoes.
So I think if we follow the tin soldiers, we'll get another song out of them. Because they're going to stop somewhere.
We'll get everybody to crowd around them if they want
something. That's right, yeah. Just sing one quick song.
What kind of thing is that?
Have a holly jolly Christmas. We are here in the Grove, in the Grove, the actual Grove. Before we were at the farmer's market. Farmer's market at the Grove. Now we're in the Grove. And what you heard there with the guy talking about the rescued animals, he was out kind of in front of the farmer's market area. We're gonna see if these soldiers, there'd be like four of these. How many of those guys were there, Mom? Four or five?
Five.
Five of these guys. And they're walking.
I don't feel it.
So if they stop,
where are they?
Maybe we get another song out of them. Maybe they went down that corner side over there. We'll be forging forth. Yeah, what is this? What's happening here? What? I think it's just a tall man with a camera.
Holy cow! He's
maybe he's the guy who plays Groot. Tall man with a camera. So there's Santa up there. Oh, like the Bellagio fountains, they have these fountains here that go off with the music.
Seven and eight, they do, the snow comes down.
Oh yeah, yeah, the snow. What time does the snow come down?
Between 7 and 8.
Oh,
and
wow.
And then there's a trolley that runs here, but I don't know if it's going to run right now because of all the traffic.
Oh,
but that's free. It goes from this end where the shoe place all the way to the kids store.
Oh wow. Do you think they modeled this after the Disney? After Disney, there's a lot going on. It reminds me of Disney.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Well, you heard it here first, folks. They most likely modeled this place after Disney. Yeah, that's my opinion.
And I'm sticking to it. I'm sticking to it.
Hello, I'm Eddie Vedder, and I approve this message. I approve this message.
See, that's why you always gotta be careful. You never know.
Eddie Vedder. And I approve of this message.
Here's your fun fact. In the 1920s, the Hollywood sign was lit by thousands of light bulbs, and the guy who changed the burnt out ones lived in a little cabin near this sign. Stay tuned to Inspirato Projecto for more fun facts.
The coffee I had earlier has got me a little rambunctious. So, are they over there on the other side? I don't know. They're looking at the jewelry. Let's listen to the fountain sounds for a little bit. I saw Big Lebowski for the very first time with my mom for the very first time. She's never seen it before. A lot of F-bombs, as the kids say. It was her first time seeing Big Lebowski, and I've been quoting it all day as we've been walking around. Donnie, you're out of your element. You know, things like that.
Walter, you're not even Jewish, man.
It is so funny. Such a good movie. So I've been quoting that quite a bit. Here's some more Fountain. Yeah. So they're over there looking at some jewelry at some stand, and I'm not going to blame my attitude on the coffee. However, comma, coffee does aid me in getting a little bit wild. Oh yeah, they're there. I still see them. They're still in eye shot. Are they in earshot? Yes. Yes. They are in earshot.
Wow.
They are in earshot. Yeah. So I told them I'm by the fountain anyway. So ideally they'll find me if they want to find me. Good news is with the technology these days, we've got the cell phone. And we can find each other through the cell phone. Yes. Yes, through the cell phone. There are so many photos now of Joaquin Phoenix as the Joker. Every once in a while I'll look online, and I guess they concluded filming. I'm so curious to see what it's going to be like. I guess Scorsese is producing it, and they want to make it similar to kind of like a Taxi Driver vibe, which is going to be awesome. If you ever get a chance, check out Taxi Driver. Check out Taxi Driver. Did you know that Andy Kaufman was originally going to be in... have you ever seen the movie King of Comedy? That's another good one. Imagine this new Joker movie as a cross between Taxi Driver and the King of Comedy. Frankenstein together. See, Frankenstein those together, you got the new Joker film. Origin film, as they say. There's little bits of footage. You could see Joaquin Phoenix. Most of the footage is him running around in the streets. He looks a lot like the 1966 Cesar Romero, or as I like to say, Cesar Romero. Cesar. I wonder if there was ever a czar named Caesar, and they call him Cesar the Czar. Cesar. See Cesar the Czar. See Cesar the Czar. The Czar. See Cesar the Czar. It's like Bob Loblaw. It's like Bob Loblaw. I'm Bob Loblaw. Oh yeah, that was the newspaper. That was the newspaper reading in Arrested Development. It was, the headline said, Bob Loblaw lobs law bomb. Bob Loblaw law Bob Loblaw lobs law bomb. Bob Loblaw lobs law bomb. There we go. Bob Loblaw lobs law bomb. They're still over there. Looking at the jewelry. Hello there, Mr. Jewelry. Hello there, Mr. Jewelry. Yes, my name is Jewelry. My name is George Jewelry. Jewelry. My name is George Jewelry. Pleasure to meet you. My name is... this just popped in my brain. Imagine a scene where George Jewelry gets robbed. And maybe he's like a mobile jewelry store. He's the world's only mobile jewelry store. That's good. Maybe he's got on his hat, like, constant surveillance going. Constant. He's got cameras all around his hat, all over his body. So people try to rob him. Sorry. However, maybe what leads him to doing that is, let's say one time he gets robbed, and you see the scene where he's just got all of this jewelry on him, like, give me everything you got, and he's just slowly, let's say he's one of those people who just moves really slow, and so he's just slowly just pulling, you know, he's got all these rings on his fingers, pulling off every little ring. It's just going very slow. Very slow. All these little rings. All these bracelets that go all the way up his shoulders. He's got all of these necklaces. He's got them all in his coat, too. But maybe the coat is, like, strapped to him. You know, maybe all the stuff is, like, strapped in there really, really good. And so he just slowly takes it off. Heck, maybe some of the rings he has on his fingers could also be little video cameras too. That's good. Ooh, I just imagine sunglasses that, like, imagine rings with lenses in them. And then maybe in the glasses, almost like Google glasses, he can actually see everything that hit, like, right through his rings on his fingers. Do they still make Google glasses? That'd be something for me to Google. Oh, that little kid's carrying a walkie-talkie on him. That is really smart. That's really smart. A kid with a walkie-talkie. That's cool. Wow. That's smart. Walkie-talkies for the kids instead of cell phones. That's awesome. A walkie-talkie. There he is. Watch, he's going to talk to his brother. His brother's up ahead. He's going to talk to his brother. That is so kick-ass. So the kids are walking around with walkie-talkies. God, that's incredible. I'm right here. Oh, yeah. You know what? I'm going to go check it out. There's a bookstore here. Tashin. It's one of those... Ooh. Yes. As you've most likely read, there are Tashin, like big kick-ass Tashin books that, I think I actually have one, a Dalí one, that would not surprise me if I stumbled upon it while I was here. Oh yeah, Klimt. Ooh. Oh yeah, both of these guys. Of course they're right next to each other. I was just gonna say, okay, so I saw this Klimt. And reminding me of the Wisniewskis. The Wisniewskis. Love. Or is it Shield? Both of those guys both remind me of each other. I'm curious which one inspired who. So Shield, 1909 and 1918. Let's see what years the Gustav Klimt covers. Tobias, that's funny. A guy named Tobias, the editor. Tobias, we've been talking about Arrested Development. Let's see how many other synchronicities we come across. Oh my gosh. Wow, man. You know, this is so important for me to be looking in here right now because I'm gearing up to get back in painting. And, And this serves as fantastic inspiration. Oh my God, that's incredible. All right. So we took a dose of Klimt. Well, now let's take a dose of Scheele. Oh, there he is. All right, I do see similarities. Scheele has got like an uglier nature to it. Angular. Wow. Angular. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, Brian Wisniewski, when I moved, he painted me a really cool painting of a gal, and it looked like Scheele. It looked like a Scheele painting. Oh my God. Of course. Oh yeah, where are those surrealists? Where are those guys? Oh yeah, here we go. Take a look at these guys. All right, here we go. Right on the cover. Look at Magritte right here. Right on the cover. All right, let's take a look. Oh my God. How cool. There really ought to be a movie about the surrealists. If you're listening to this right now, I need to be cast as Salvador Dali in a movie about the surrealists. And if you're not going to do it, I'm going to do it. If you're not going to do it, I am going to do it. Boy, oh boy. Boy, oh boy. Yep, there he is, there he is, there he is, there he is. Just open up a page. This is called 1 Second Before the Awakening from a Dream Provoked by the Flight of a Bee Around a Pomegranate. 1944. Oh my god. Oh my god. This, and you know what's so interesting? This is the cover of the Taschen book that I have that I was just talking about. The Dali book. This is the one. Yeah, there's the pomegranate. There's a fish popping out. Looks like a large goldfish, and it's eating a tiger. And jumping out of that tiger's mouth is another tiger. And that tiger has a gun pointed at a beautiful naked woman sprawled out, floating above a cloud. Is that another pomegranate below her? There's a bee. Oh, there's the bee floating around the pomegranate. And little floating water molecules, too. Little floating water molecules and shells, too, while we're at it. And then there's the elephant with the famed long spindly legs. I wonder if my dad's visited that Dali Museum lately. He told me he got that out there in Florida. Ooh, burning giraffe. Oh, man. So incredible. Here it is. Soft construction with boiled beans. Soft construction with boiled apricots. Premonition of Civil War, 1936. Oh, my God. There it is. Persistence of Memory, the most famous painting that he is known for, that people point out all the time. I just love seeing Dali's stuff getting out there into the world. Wow, man. Wow, man. It's just so... so freaking inspiring. So inspiring. Yeah, this is... oh, there it is. Yeah, so... Dali wrote that screenplay called Bebua Owa. Bebua Owa. B-A-B-A-U... B-A... Baba... Babauo. 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 B-A-B-A-O-U-O. Let's see. I don't know when they were planning. I was reading somewhere before that they... I don't know if it talks about it in here. I don't know if they talk about it in here. Yeah, this was a screenplay that he wrote. As far as I know, 1932, it was never produced, from what I hear. But that's just hearsay. So I need to do a little bit of research on that one to find out if that was actually produced. And if not, I would like to be the guy who brings that to the silver screen. Perhaps even to the platinum screen, depending on what kind of screens we got in the future. Tell you, this is so inspiring. So inspiring to be in the middle of all this. Middle of all this artwork here. Ooh. Wowzers. 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 Oh my god. Here's a huge Andy Warhol book. This one's huge. Incredible. Wow, wow. Oh, pardon me. Take a little trip over here. I'm now walking past a humongous... this is Annie Leibovitz's book. On the cover is Keith Haring. Humongous book here. Huge. Oh, that's you. I'm gonna go with you. I'm gonna go with you.
Oh my God.
This is gonna be so exciting. You gotta be kidding me. Oh my God. We're able to get a free copy of Murals of Tibet. Oh my God, this is incredible. Look how well this is put together.
Did you see the David Bowie?
Where?
Bowie.
Where was that?
Baba Bowie. Oh, I forgot to show you. Here.
Is it in here?
Yeah. To the left, it's like a hologram cover.
A hologram cover?
Yeah, she said specifically.
Oh my God. This is incredible. Oh man. Wow. There's a really cool cover here. The title of it is called The Rise of David Bowie. If you get a chance, you've got to check out this cover in real life. It is astounding. That's just incredible. That's incredible. Yeah, you know what? Of course you're picking that up. I was just looking at a larger, thinned out version of this Gustav Klimt. Incredible, of course. Gustav Klimt and Egon Schiele. I always get those two guys. I always get them mixed up. They were very similar.
Kiss.
Oh, yeah.
So pretty. So, like, magical and...
Wow, the price of some of these kick-ass art books are the same price as some of those Jelly Bellies I saw on the market.
Yeah, I'd rather get a book.
That candy's not gonna last. Let's eat it really slow.
Oh, that's cool.
1001 Nights.
Oh, wow. That's a big one. Oh, man, wow, it's got like felt on it or something. Velvet.
Oh, it's a box. Yeah, that's the box it comes in.
This whole place is so inspiring. Wow, Stanley Kubrick photographs. Oh my God, this is incredible. This is just incredible. And Warhol Polaroids, 1958 to 1987. Good God, 56, 70, 80. That's great, 30-something years. His Polaroids put in there. Bet you there's a Salvador Dali hiding in there. Wouldn't that be great if there's an Andy Kaufman one hiding in there? That would be incredible. Did I see any Yachtly Crew? Oh, shoot, I forgot to get my book. Wait, I put my book down somewhere.
Yeah, that lighting sucks.
Oh, let's grab one of these babies. How cool is this? There's a book here that says, Murals of Tibet, 2018-2019, Tashin. It's for free copy, and it's weighted. There's some weight to this thing. There's some weight to this. Did you feel this?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Oh, I forgot. That's a lot of stuff. Oh, my God, that's awesome. That's so cool.
First one. Wow, it's beautiful. Let me carry it for you?
Sure.
Because you're doing your...
Yes, my arc.
Man on the street.
Yeah, that's right, man on the street, that's right.
Oh,
we're now entering World Marquee. Oh boy. Look at all this. World Market.
Oh, it's a kitty in there.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. It's like a little surprise.
Yeah.
You drink down your coffee and it's like, meow, meow.
They are comfy. I have friends that have them. Oh my.
Uh-oh. I don't think I should look at the jewelry.
I know.
Battery's getting low. We're going to talk more about this later. Later. So it is now Christmas Eve. And, we're going to be going out to Huntington Beach today to have some delicious foodstuffs. So I hope that your Christmas and or holiday you most closely resemble is filled with lots of enjoyment, lots of delicious food, perhaps even some adult beverages. To my Norwegian brothers and sisters out there, perhaps you'll be sharing in some glog, right? Some glog, maybe some lutefisk by the hearth. To my German brother and sisters, perhaps some schnitzel. To my Polish friends, maybe some kolachkis. Take care, and more later.